Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Oh my goodness, I can't wait for you to start listening to today's episode and hear what happened and why I had to do three takes of today's episode. But let me just say, what needed to be said to you today needed to be said no matter how many takes it took. And here I am standing before you, finally having finished recording this podcast after a few things coming up against me. But I really truly believe that this is a word for you today. So look, grab your tennis shoes, go for a quick walk. This is a pretty quick episode today. Or grab your coffee, curl up, and just listen, open your heart to what God would have you hear today. I am so thankful you're here. Let's go. Welcome to another Faith Forward Friday edition of Age in Reverse. Third time's a charm. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So I don't know if I've told you before what often happens when I start to podcast. It never, ever, ever happens any other time. So I really, really feel like this is spiritual warfare. But when I begin to podcast, I will suddenly have to clear my throat. No big deal, right? Just clear your throat. No. I have to ugly clear my throat. You know what I'm saying? Like the kind of clear your throat that almost you're hoarse afterwards. So this happens probably a good 70% of the time I begin to podcast. I begin my episode, I clear a couple times, and then I'm like, I can't go on because I have to go ugly clear. It's so weird. So this morning, this happens again. But it goes beyond throat clearing because when I go ugly clear, then I end up with violent hiccups. It's just, and then it's 20 to 30 minutes of me waiting for the hiccups to subside. So that happened this morning, okay? But not completely out of the normal because this happens like more times than not. It's just so insane. I do not deal with throat clearing any other time. So then this morning, I'm doing round two of recording this podcast this morning, and my dogs start barking. Well, the bug man came. He can't get in the backyard, so he's ringing the doorbell. The dogs are going nuts, so once again, I had to stop. So let's just say this girl is determined, and I am persevering, and this will get done because I have a message for you that needs to be heard. And maybe the enemy doesn't want you to hear this today. Maybe he doesn't want me to speak it. I don't know. All I know is that I'm here for round three. And if it takes me 10 more rounds, then by golly, I'll be here for it. But no, I think we're good. I think we're good. Dogs are quiet. Everything seems to be peaceful. So let's dive in because the scripture I want to talk to you about this morning, I have a feeling it's going to just make you go, yes, I just needed to hear that. It just feels like a warm hug. As a fellow sojourner with you on this walk of Christianity, you know, we have these expectations in life. If you think back to when you first got married, when you first had children, you know, what did you expect? Marriage is going to be great. Children are going to be obedient, walk with the Lord all the days of their life. My health is going to be great. Their health is going to be great. My family's health is going to be great. My job is going to be great. Like we have expectations built into our psyche. I don't know that it's things that we're even necessarily consciously aware of. And then as those expectations begin to crumble, what happens? We can very easily be thrust into a place of, well, this is it. This is life. It's just going to get worse from here, right? It's hard. Life is just hard. What is the next challenge? What is the next curveball? What is the next thing that is going to get thrown my way that is just going to be a challenge. It's going to be hard to deal with, right? That's why we need the Lord. My gosh, if we could do this life without him, then what are we doing as believers? We need him. But let me tell you what you may have needed to hear this morning. When I flip through, you know, my Bible, maybe you're looking, you know, you go look for a book or a passage or whatever. And I love when my eyes land on something that I've highlighted in the past. And that's what happened with this passage. And anytime my eyes land on it, I just feel like God is hugging me. Like he's going, Lisa, you just can't even wrap your little brain around what is coming. And I wanted you to hear this morning, because I don't know where you are, what you're dealing with, what challenges lie in your path, what things you're having to navigate right now that you're just thinking, is this it? Is this all there is? Like, what is the rest of life look like? Does it just get harder? It could be easy to be discouraged, but listen to this. This comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Hug from God. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man. Right there. I've got a pretty strong imagination. I can imagine some pretty amazing things happen. But he says that it hasn't even entered into your heart, Lisa. You truly cannot even conceive of what I have in store for you, for those who love him. Now, that's an important part of the verse, and I want to point that out. This is not for all mankind. This is for those who love God. These are for his children. This is a promise for his children, okay? So I want to be careful in rightly dividing God's word, because he's not saying all the world. He's saying for those who love him. And I'm assuming if you're listening to this episode, you love God. You've given your life to him. If you haven't, I invite you to. I invite you to just submit to the Lord. Life will never be the same after you do. He doesn't promise roses. What he does promise is that he will never leave you or forsake you. And he also promises that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Prepared, preparation. When you think of making dinner for somebody, maybe you've got a special guest coming over and you want to make just a beautiful meal and you pull out the best silverware and the best plates. Our best plates are still from Brookshire's. I don't know. One of these days we're going to invest in better plates. But anyway, did y'all ever do that like years ago? I think it was the beginning of our marriage. I don't even know how do we have all these plates from Brookshire's? Does Brookshire's do plates? Like, now that I say that, I'm like, why do we have plates from Brookshire's? Anyway, but that would be our fine dining. Okay. I'm just saying. But you're preparing this meal and you spend hours cooking and you spend hours, you know, making sure that everything looks amazing and that everything is just right. You have prepared a place of honor, a meal of honor, cutlery of honor, right, for your guest. The things which God has prepared for those who love him, that honestly brings me to tears. He has spent time preparing good and beautiful things for me and for you. So, sweet sister, if you needed to hear this morning that your Abba, your El Shaddai, your El Elyon, your Adonai, the God who sees you, your El Roy, if you needed to hear that he has good, good things prepared for you, I'm here in my third attempt to tell you he does. He does. This message needed to come to you this morning. Again, I don't know what you're going through, but he does. He sees you. You know, I've mentioned that my clients, my Faith Forward Age Backward Girls, one of the things that we're doing right now is we're studying the names of God. And I am so much more aware of certain aspects of his character throughout scripture. This is what I'm learning, There are different names of God for different circumstances to draw our eyes to his lordship, to the fact that he sees us, to the fact that he's sovereign, to the fact that he's our master, to the fact that he's our daddy, right? His name is used in different times throughout scripture and in different ways so that we can be drawn to that aspect, that character of God. And I'm telling you, friend, he sees you. He sees me. If your heart is in a place where you're just like, oh, I need some community. I need other Christian believers, some sisters to walk through my health journey with. I need a helping hand. I need prayer. I want to study the names of God. I want to get, you know, the meals in front of me and prepare for myself the things that I need to nourish my body. I need to know how to move my body in a way that is going to benefit me now that I'm in this, you know, midlife, over 40 phase and things just aren't working the way that it used to. If that's you, look, I want you to come check out my FAB program, Faith Forward Age Backward. You're going to go to lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. Faith Forward Age Backward, FFAB, lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. Come check it out. We would love to have you. We would love to come alongside of you. I want to come alongside of you and be your guide and your fellow sojourner, not only in your faith walk, but in your health walk, because it is your time. So I hope that this verse encouraged you today like it did me. I'm like wiping, you know, tears away right now just because to hear, when I see the word preparation, that is, nobody prepares something without thinking it through, without spending time, without putting thought and effort and energy into something. That's what preparation is. And he has prepared good things for you. He has prepared good things for me. That just makes me want to go, I'm being hugged by my daddy right now, by my Abba, by Jehovah. Oh my goodness. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here for Faith Forward Friday. I love it. I'll be back on Tuesday for more tips helping you learn how to age in reverse. I love to put this in here because I want to help you understand age in reverse doesn't mean we're not aging. We're aging, okay? But what's happening is we're aging way too fast. We're just aging way too fast. And that's not okay. That is not what God planned for us. We are environmentally being onslaught by toxins and all kinds of things. We don't know the right foods to eat to serve our body. We don't know the kinds of movements that we need to be doing right now. We don't know how to keep our hormones and our stress levels in check. We don't know how to keep our brain laser sharp as we get older. We just don't know. That's what my Tuesday episodes are all about, is to help walk you through that. Okay? All right. Thank you for being here. I will see you next time and have an amazing rest of your day. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.